SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, God, I have not really talked to people yet today, and we're about to film this shit. It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
I've got this on airplane mode. I just have it for my iceberg lettuce.
Good.
You just gotta hit your Genshin Impact gotchas of the day.
It's Uma Musume.
Uma Musume.
It's a sports
Ian,
game, and I would
it's
thank
Uma
you.
Musume, dude.
What kind of sport?
Horse racing.
Is it like the horses
you know
with the human?
Is. Yeah.
you know what it is.
Right. Absolutely.
You're right. I know exactly what that is. Uma Musume?
Yeah.
Okay. That's on the App Store?
Yeah. No, you got to fucking download a special package for the iPhone. They don't want you to have this shit on there.
They don't
want you to have this.
Doctors hate when you have this.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shade.
And I'm Damien Haas. And joining us today is Ian Hecox.
Hello, I'm Ian Hecox.
I don't know if we kept it in or not, but we just talked about many things
in the span of
2 minutes.
Yeah, we talked about bee, cloacas.
You found out what beeswax is.
Dude, yeah. Well, so, no, sorry. I found out how beeswax is made. You found out what beeswax is.
I thought by finding out how it's made, you also find out what it is.
So for those at home who aren't up to date on bees, new update just dropped. I thought beeswax was fired out of the honey hole or whatever. Like, I thought bees just sort of pooped it out like they did with honey.
Yeah.
Turns out they flake it off in scales.
Interesting.
Turns out it comes out of their ears.
So it's like bee dandruff.
That's worse, I think, to say.
That's what
awful.
It kind of is.
That
kind of
sucks.
Yeah, but it's like it's flaking off of them.
Or and dragon it just builds scales.
Up. Just
but it's not
up.
Like they're not like molting and then it like becomes.
No, they like fire off specific scales. There's like six or seven on their body at a time and then it plops off and
does
then
it
they
hurt
turn it into
them?
Their house. I don't know.
We need to ask a bee.
All right.
The one in apartment 23.
Oh, dude! Oh! But how can you trust her?
Okay, that's a joke only millennials are gonna get.
Like a couple people will get it.
Like, I feel like nobody actually watched that show, but everyone talked about it because they're like, "Don't trust the bee in apartment 23."
It was
the name of your show.
Like, I think it lasted for like half a season, but there were in LA there was billboards everywhere for it, and it made me laugh every time because I'm like, "That's a really bad name for a show.
It's
terrible."
Yeah. It's, yeah,
it was TV trying to be like, we're not gonna say bitch in the title, but you know what we're saying.
But you know
what it is.
Before we go any further, I want to establish for people watching this. We were doing a sketch yesterday. I had eye makeup on. I'm really bad at getting eye makeup out of my eyes, so that's why I look like JD Vance.
Whoa,
got him.
No.
Yeah. No. I look a little emo.
Yeah, just,
I still
just
have
in,
a tiny
kind
bit.
Of like in one
kind
eye.
Kind of one eye here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, but
you definitely just missed the one eye. And I can relate. I have some difficulty getting off makeup in that position,
really
too.
At
I
just, it.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to all that stuff we were talking about.
We were talking about your horse.
No,
game.
We were talking about bees, I think.
Okay. I didn't know that was in public.
No, it's
knowledge.
Fine. I've already just brought it up in like the past two
no,
podcasts.
I think we were I think we were talking about bees.
I think we were talking. It's been alluded to in the past like couple podcasts I've done, okay. So I'm just like, nah, you can't beat a dead
Uma Musume
horse person.
Ian, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
How's it going? What's up? what's new? I feel like I feel like we don't do this part of the podcast as often, so I'm trying to bring it back.
Oh, trying like to bring
check,
back like
check
hey,
in, like talk.
How you doing?
You know, like All right, moving on. So
I think when people are like, hey, how's it going? I try to give it like a measured response instead of just be like, it's good, it's good, it's going good.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's good, it's good, it's going good. Yeah.
I feel like this past week or so, I'm fighting really hard this year to not watch Love is Blind. You and several others are watching. You guys are watching it. But the problem is every time you guys talk about it, you're like, oh, it's so great. This person who's awful said this awful thing. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do it right now. That show makes me so mad. I get hooked. If I start, I get hooked. I actually stopped last season.
Okay.
I did start watching and I was like, I'm done. This sucks.
I can't do reality shows in general anymore. I think it was like a luxury of when times were more chill and it'd be like, oh, we can dip into this drama and then go back to our real lives where everything is fine. And now it's kind of the reverse. And I'm like, I don't want to watch more horrible people do things.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
That's fair. Well, this season is by far the worst casting ever, which makes for some good entertainment.
Right.
But there's some truly abysmal people in the show. And just like another reminder that like, men gotta figure out what feelings are.
Totally.
I think that's a big part of it. Like the women will be like, I mean, like, where are you in this? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And they're like, I'm just like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then he's like running out of the building and like driving away.
Totally.
But he's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just like, I'm fine. And then like throwing the mic off and running down the street and getting into his car and, peeling off. It's a good little snapshot of like where we are in, you know, society.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
With the worst people.
Mm. I do think, like, at this stage, season whatever they're on, the only people who are signing up for that show
are
a lot of people are lacking self-awareness. I think there's always a couple every season of, like, wow, you're really, a put-together person who's gone to therapy. But I'm like, good luck. Yeah. Hang in there.
No, I think one of my favorite people on the show is this woman named Annie. She's a hair salon owner, and she has the worst hair of anyone on the show.
Well, how can she do her own? That's
She's got like hair extensions and two bumpets.
Oh.
She looks like Gwen Shandling. Do you know Gwen Shandling? She was like, she was like,
you can't make up names right now. Ian.
Oh no, she was like. Well, anyway, this is
my
going,
girlfriend
this
goes
going
to different
down a
school.
Rabbit hole.
What's her name? Gwen
Shandling.
Shandling, I think. Gwen
Shandling.
Shandling. Yeah, she was like a. she was like
she
a
just shambles out of the graveyard. Nice.
She was like a church mega pastor, mega church pastor that like told people
the mega pastor.
She was like making people get skinny in order to go to heaven or whatever.
God,
hold up, real talk.
That was the most
I could lose weight and go to heaven.
Yeah, dude.
Did any
That's
of her
how you get
courses
raptured.
Survive?
That was one of those roller coasters that whips your head around, like just like.
Oh, like the ninja in Six Flags Over Georgia. Anyone who's at Six Flags Over Georgia knows you lose a couple IQ points every time you ride that thing. Six Flags Over Georgia, the ninja. The problem is not that it whips your head.
The ninja is a roller coaster.
Is a roller coaster. Okay. Yeah, no, it's just this guy that'll just hit you.
he's like, let me pick you up.
I don't know what happens in Georgia. I've never been.
Yeah, well,
that's a lie.
Is it called the Six Flags Over Georgia?
Six Flags Over Georgia, yeah. And it's Six Flags over, you know, California.
Don't
six
ask
flags
what over, the Six Flags are.
It's, one of them is the Confederate flag. It's always, that's a
yeah,
Six
we've
Flags
covered
thing.
That
we've covered that
on the show.
So the ninja has these like pads on either side because they know you're going to whip your head. But by hitting one, it actually bounces you to the other.
Yeah.
So by going through any loop, your head actually goes like
bum, 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 bum.
And like by the time you get off, like you're gonna throw up, and it's not from the loops, it's from the like blunt force trauma to your dome. So,
I never went to Six Flags without coming out extremely fucked up.
Yeah,
I got fucked up every time I went to Six Flags.
I thought you were just gonna never mind.
Yeah, in Arizona, they have one called the Samurai. It's a guy that hits you.
I never went to Uvu Javer.
I also
no,
that.
You were saying.
I don't you said I got
say.
Fucked up. Okay.
You said
I
never went to Six
fucked.
Flags without coming, and then you just ended the sentence there.
Yeah, the ninja
Sorry.
Just punches your prostate. And you just
Sorry.
Boom! You're like, whoa!
You get to the top of Superman, and then...
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Rocket Money.
Shane, I've been impulse shopping a lot. Have you noticed how good ads have gotten? They get me now, and then I see it, and I'm like, I do need that, and then that's money spent.
I know. I understand the struggle. You need Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
You've brought up this app to me before, but I am a rebel at heart. So why should I use Rocket Money and not some other like app or program or whatever?
Good question. Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. The app automatically scans your bills to find opportunities to save and then goes to work to get you better deals. They'll even talk to customer service so you don't have to.
Ooh.
Rocket Money's doing a lot for you.
That sounds great, because I used to work in customer service, and I know sometimes it's hard from the other end, so I don't want to call them.
It's a lot.
That
yeah.
sounds helpful.
And it'll have your budget and everything right there, so you can keep an eye on that, so that when you get those ads, you go, no, I know what I'm working with here. You're okay. Not going to tempt me.
Shane, my guy, consider me convinced.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth today. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Whoa! Like a rocket.
You're like a rocket.
That's one roller coaster.
For the
you
few
don't...
listeners left on this podcast.
That's one of the one roller coasters you don't want to be in the back of.
Oh, God.
All right.
I was on Superman when it broke once, and it went past the station, and we like almost got caught in the net thing.
Ah. Oh,
yeah, I just went. You just see the station go past. You're like, I think we're supposed to stop there.
Oh, no.
Sir, I think that was our stop.
Sir!
I got stuck on a roller coaster once at Universal.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
It was The Mummy, and for those not familiar with it, it goes all the way to the end of this, like, cavern, and then something is supposed to happen, and then it, like, launches you backward.
Yeah.
But the launch backward didn't happen. I just was there for, like, 4 minutes. I'm like, damn, I forgot that they were, like, really, they build it up, huh? Like, yeah. I also got stuck on Haunted Mansion once.
Ooh, everybody gets stuck on Haunted Mansion.
Really?
That ride gets stuck a lot.
I didn't know that.
How long were you stuck
on it?
It was all it's because the ghost in the gears, the ghost in the machine. Mm. It was like 30 minutes, like 40 Ooh. Minutes. It was a lot. And we were like right in the middle too. So like they evacuate from the back and the front.
Same.
And so we had to wait.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, Smosh has the crying bathroom, the usual one, and then the Shane bathroom.
The usable one.
The usable one.
I think I've talked about this, but one of the last times I went to Disneyland, I got stuck on It's a Small World for almost an hour.
I'm so
sorry.
And
people were like fighting. People were like, it was bad.
You're like, this is making me racist now. You're like, this is doing the opposite. I'm so mad.
Whatever country you got stuck in, you became racist of.
Look, World War III happened in the It's a Small World plays. All the countries were fighting. No, but all of the boats were like stacked up. So it was just fully packed. People are yelling. People are like, I have to use the bathroom.
That's what the river's for. It's a moat.
They started getting people off of the ride from like the sides into like strange exits. So we got to go, and I got to see like all the behind the scenes of it.
Don't
it
people
awesome.
Have sex in that ride?
I think
it's pirates that they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's very, very dark. Very dark in that cannonball section.
I don't think I can get turned on with the smell of the Pirates ride.
Oh, how could
that,
you
like,
not?
That, like, musty, like, chlorine smell. I just can't get on board.
They make it humid, so it feels like you're boating in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. I love, one time I was on that ride, I've probably told this story on here before too, but someone in front of us was taking like a lot of photos, like flash photography on it.
That.
And the like loudspeaker comes out and it's like, yar, no flash photography on the ride. And they just kind of kept doing it. And so I get to hear this pirate voice slowly break down, be like, please, no flash photography on the ride. And just like, all right, no flash photography. And finally he's like, please stop taking photos.
Yar.
Yarga.
I get so unreasonably mad in moments like that, especially where, like, it's very rare I will ever splurge for anything like a fast pass or whatever. Like, it's already a luxury to go to a thing. So if I've waited for an hour to get on a ride and someone's just like, I'm going to scream the whole time really loud and do photos. Like, I went to Universal recently and did the Halloween Horror Nights, and every single time directly in front of me, there'd be like three or four people having to record the whole like haunted house on their phone, which is like, I get it, I've done it, but also like, when are you gonna watch that back? And now you're not experiencing it, but there's a light in my face.
Yeah, that stuff is all online. Like, you can find that recording. You're not in it. So it's not like this is different from the stuff you can find online. It is very funny to me. I think it's probably like a lot of like older people who don't realize that you can look that up online. They're like, nobody's gonna believe I was here.
Were they doing selfie?
No, it was like a family of four, and there'd be like, you know, two kids and then like the parents and like auntie or whatever. Okay. But like, it would literally just be everybody on their phone the whole time getting it. And it happened multiple times.
It always makes me really sad. Like, any venue now, just everybody's recording. Like, nobody's there. They're recording it for later, and that always makes me sad.
But, like, for what reason?
I know, it is kind of like, well, to post it, for points online.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's there to actually be there. They're there to tell other people they're there.
I feel like we have successfully shamed people to not post fireworks videos anymore. I feel like we as a society have, like, shamed people enough to be like, you don't need to post that. When are you going to watch those fireworks again? You know what I mean?
People, like, I don't know, man.
You don't think so?
I feel like everywhere I go, people are just recording things. That's their instinct.
You know what I've started doing? I went to a concert recently, and it was great. And I didn't see too many people on their phone recording. But I wanted to get a couple of shots of just like, oh, this song is really cool. And like, this part is, you know, beautiful. And the lighting is so cool. So like, instead of just holding it in front of my face and watching it through that, I would like look down real quick, make sure the frame was okay, and just sort of hold it like down and out to my side, being like, okay, I'm capturing it from here, just to, even if it's framed terribly, like, I'm still watching it. I'm getting like 30 seconds of footage to be like, I want to remember this lighting effect thing. Yeah. And then that's it.
I think that's fair. When I see people like record, like, oh, like, I'm recording it for a little bit just to like post something.
Yeah.
It's people who are recording for like the 10 plus minutes. Where I'm like,
people at concerts are like that. It's nutty.
Yeah
I don't get it.
I will say the biggest bonus of the society we live in is like, you'll catch a video of like someone being an absolute asshole on a flight or something, and day by day it's like we've gotten a new angle. It's like 50 different angles. It's like there's more shots of this than any movie you've ever seen.
Sure.
It's wild. I'm like, there's more footage is going to be revealed of this incident.
Life hack for airports: stop caring about where you end up in 48 hours. Like, there's been a lot of delays lately, and I keep seeing people come up to like people at the front desk like, well, like, what's going on? What are, and you guys are doing that. I'm like, there's not a single thing that anyone in the world can do to help you.
If you're a huge asshole to the people at the terminals, they'll help. They'll get a plane out. They'll do it for you.
Yeah, right.
They'll change the entire dynamics of the entire country's flight patterns.
I've truly never understood the people that are like mean to the gate agents. Like, you're not going to get anything out of them by being a dick to them.
You need someone to be mad at, and you might as well make it up. Like, I had a situation recently where they were like, hey guys, like, sorry, we're delayed. It's only going to be an hour. I'm like, this is going to be 4 hours. And it was, but they kept saying like, we don't have a flight crew yet. Like, we're calling people, we need to have them. And so like the last person showed up finally, like, and answered the call. Thank goodness they did. But they had like Starbucks in hand. And my first thought is like, you bastard. I was like, you didn't need to do that. But you can also like reframe it and be like, yes, whatever you need, queen. Thank you for being here. I'm going to make up someone else to be mad at. And I'm going to think of the person that overslept in there. And you are saving their butt. So you deserve your little treat. Drink.
Smart.
Enjoy it.
That's smart.
Thanks. Slept like a baby on that plane. Screaming.
So today we're talking about icebergs. Internet icebergs.
Hell yeah.
Will there be a third Titanic?
There's got to be a Titanic iceberg, which is like extra funny. So, okay, an internet iceberg, I'm sure many of you know, it is essentially a map or a graph detailing all the lore of any given subject or niche or interest or show. And basically, at the surface, the top of the iceberg is like all the kind of like well-known things about said subject, said thing. And then you keep getting lower and lower until you get beneath the surface to things that most people don't know about. And then you get down to the depth, and it's like, this is the lore of this thing that nobody knows, nobody talks about.
And you're like, I didn't even know icebergs go that deep. And you're starting to see those little fangly fishes with lights built in.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
That messed up shit.
Yeah.
Every time I see footage or photos of like this creature we found deep, deep in the ocean, I'm like, I hope it stays there.
Yeah.
Fuck that thing.
We weren't supposed to make that. Like, we weren't supposed to see that.
God doesn't know about that.
Yeah.
No. Like, you seen a goblin that. Shark? Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With awful. The extra set of teeth that fires out.
This one's like, yeah.
The Ridley Scott ass fish.
Everything down there is so messed up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Except Dumbo squid.
Okay, I can get with that. I don't know if I've seen a Dumbo squid.
Okay, Shane, I'll show you.
You just showed me a photo of Dumbo.
They're kind of cute little small beans. It's a Dumbo something, because I think I know what you're talking about.
Dumbo octopus. I'm so sorry.
Octopus. Got these little, like, little beady eyes.
And then, like, anglerfish, the males literally attach to the females and, like, become part of them.
Yeah, they just are living, floating gonads.
Whoa. Literally.
Think of, like, the cutest, like, small Disney animal voice where they're like, Dad, can we go out of the thing?
Oh, I have seen these
Dumbo
little
octopus,
guys.
Yes. Excuse me.
It looks like something that'd be singing in Star Wars.
That's really good.
Thanks. How familiar are you with icebergs, Ian? Are there any that you've checked out? I know there's a lot of YouTubers who do big video essays on icebergs.
I want to shout out Izzy's, one of my favorite comfort YouTubers. They have done like the creepypasta iceberg video, the like specifically Pokemon scary stuff iceberg.
Nice.
That's how I found out about icebergs. So shout out.
I've just seen them through various internet things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall any specific ones off the top of my head.
Sure.
But, I mean, I'm sure somebody's made a Smosh iceberg.
I was actually looking, and I did not see many like, big detailed ones.
No.
Right. So, no, I've not seen one. But there's got to be. There's got to
sure.
be.
Well,
then I think we are the change we need to see in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because we're doing that, right?
I think we'll start to make one
a
bit later. Talk about some stuff.
Okay.
Pitch things and see where we think on the iceberg it would go.
Okay.
But before we get there, I want to talk about, I found one that people say is like, they argue this is like the best iceberg.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And it's the Mario 64 iceberg.
Ooh.
Oh.
I guess there's just a ton of lore about Mario 64 and you get really in the weeds with it and it's like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, above the surface, it's like backwards long jump, impossible coin, half a press. So like impossible coin is that the impossible coin is the name given to an uncollectible coin in Tiny Huge Island by Pen and Coic 2012. that someone discovered. Due to how group coin spawners work, one of the five coins that should be located on a slope in the large version of Tiny Huge Island does not spawn, since it would spawn underground. So it's like people just like saying, oh, little niche things in the game.
Sure.
And I'm aware of the backwards long jump, because if you do this long jump in just the right way, you can actually sort of like make it that Mario actually starts to move backwards and you do it again, and then he fires backwards really quickly. That's how speedrunners do a lot of stuff and sneak their way through doors they're not supposed to.
Okay,
you get down to below the surface and you've got like ghoul metal. In Big Boo's Haunt, one of the signs outside of the large mansion reads that if the player makes it out alive, they deserve a ghoul medal. A play on the term gold medal. A ghoul medal is never received in game, so it was likely that this was just a throwaway line to taunt the player. However, some have claimed seeing and collecting this supposed ghoul medal. It could also be related to the unused key objects that were originally intended to be within this course. There's just like a lot of
I love
stuff.
That stuff. I love the idea of that, because it reminds me of like, I don't know if this is still a thing due to, the prevalence of the internet from a young age, but I remember being in elementary school, even middle school, playing any video game. And if it was popular enough, like there would be rumors about it. Pokemon games, we didn't have access to like things that were coming out in Japan. So what would be the second generation of Pokemon Gold and Silver, we would hear about in the States and be like, oh, apparently there's like secret Pokemon. There's
Missing No?
Missing No. Well, exactly. Like Missing No is created because there's like a placeholder for 101 unused Pokemon slots in game, because things are coded in 256, I think. 256 like bit. So yeah, it's 105 unused slots. So Missing No is just one of those slots. But the idea is like, well, there's got to be other ones here then. So it'd be rumors of like, oh, if you sail in this area and use this item and fight this thing and catch this thing, a secret Pokemon will pop up. And like hearing things like that is like, oh yeah, there's my cousin got the ghoul medal. Like he actually made the ghoul medal spawn. Really? Yeah, I'll ask him how he did it. Like,
oh man, dude, on the playground as a kid, like people were just making shit up all the friggin' time.
Or in GoldenEye, the first mission, there was that base that was across the water.
Yeah,
sure.
And it was like, oh yeah, like there's like a secret way to get there. With Game Shark, you could get there.
Yeah.
If you remember Game Shark, the thing that allowed you to cheat.
It allowed you to put in hex codes. Into Pokemon, things like that, or whatever, to change certain values. But that's why people thought there were so many extra things, because people would discover, like, oh, there's 105 unused spaces for Pokemon.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty common in video games that there's, like when they're making the game, like, just little tiny codes and stuff when they're putting in. That doesn't make it to the surface, but it's still in there, right?
Yeah, like Doom, one of the original Dooms, there was a code you could put in so you could like go through walls and clip through walls. And if you fought like the last boss, which was this giant like evil face on a wall with like one weak point, if you clipped into the weak point to look inside, there was a head floating there, and it was the head of the like creator of the game.
Cool.
Like he put himself in there, but you would never know if you like didn't go through the walls.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's creepy.
Yeah. I love stuff like that.
Bottom of the iceberg for Mario 64, there's one that's Bowser broke the door. The door into the castle courtyard is bricked up as if it was broken through.
That makes sense.
This was written before. Like,
Bowser was bricked up, dude.
Bowser was bricked up.
He's a turtle. It's all weird.
And quickly patched up. This has led some people to assume that Bowser broke into the castle through the back door.
Oh.
That's
Bowser used the back door. Okay.
Let's see. Haunted dirt texture. This is supposedly a dirt texture with a face, and it's just like, I think that's a stretch.
Uh-huh. That's the like what's it called? Simulacra or oh my god. Pareidolia, where you start to see like faces and everything.
Faces and things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on Mars.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, the face on Mars.
Face on Mars. And that's also where Doom takes place. Doom has faces and textures on the walls.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're back.
There's a theory that there's Zelda 64 beta assets in Wet Dry World. Just because, like, they were in the process of making Ocarina of Time, so they think, like, there was test things in there. But you get down into the deep, deep, like, crazy stuff. You get to the depths.
Okay, the depths.
Favorite one is, like, the deepest bottom of it is that Mario 64, Nintendo used an experimental AI, and that every every copy of Mario 64 is personalized.
Oh, oh my
that
God.
It, that it morphs to how you play. So it, that explains why some people experience things in the game that nobody else has ever seen.
That's a really cool thing.
And I'm like, I love that, that it's like, it's the most chosen thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. It's like, back in the 90s, they had this experimental AI that was fucking way better than anything nowadays.
That they fit onto this little tiny shitty cartridge.
You know what, though? That does track a little bit, because how many times have you been trying to get a game to work at, like, in the cartridge days, and it doesn't work, and then someone goes, no, let me try. And they can do it, and they can make it work, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, the beast responds to no one but me.
It reads it knows your DNA.
Yeah, like, welcome home.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome home.
That'd be sick.
That would be great.
There was some other weird ones. Let's see. Shared Nightmares. Shared Nightmares is a concept which spans outside of Super Mario 64, although it heavily relates to conspiracy theories. Many people who played Super Mario 64 claim to have nightmares which are strikingly similar to those others in their communities have. The most common of these nightmares relate to the haunted piano and a Kellogg's partnership with Mario 64, in which the beta versions of the game's penguins were put on the box art for their cereal. These penguins were unsettling to many and spurred nightmares in which they would babble in an unintelligible language. However, maybe worth noting that the description of those penguin nightmares sound an awful lot like a description of Pingu, which has also caused nightmares with its somewhat unsettling animation style. That's a hilarious conspiracy theory. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, Mario 64 is causing nightmares in the world, and everybody can relate.
It's weird because that also like aligns with like Club Penguin, and people would like get nightmares about that, and you know, trying to flip an iceberg.
Yeah,
and we're back,
and we're back.
Spin Quest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot, and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we're back.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Aura Frames. Aura Frames make for a great gift.
Oh, that's good news, Shane, because after last year, I could use a redemption. Now that we're not recording this part, I can tell you I gave some real stickers.
Gift, the stuff you got me.
What?
No, it was great. Sounds like you need Aura Frames. It's a digital frame that holds all your photos. You just download the Aura app and connect to Wi-Fi, and now you have unlimited free photos and videos. I think people would love the Carver Matte Frame. I love that it plays video and live photos. And you can personalize it by adding a message before it arrives.
Well, all my friends take a lot of photos, you included, so I guess unlimited would definitely be necessary. And I'll have to remember the Carver Matte Frame for other people.
I mean, I've given the Carver Matte Frame as a gift. It's great for family members. Moms love it. But it's a great gift for just about anybody, because who doesn't love memories? For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code SMOSHMOUTH at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code SMOSHMOUTH. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year, so order now before it ends. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Should we get back to the show?
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe a little elf might be getting you a Carver Matte Frame.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
You know?
Okay.
Shane, I'm the little elf.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Back to the show. Selena found an annoying Reddit comments iceberg.
Oh, right. Whoa,
okay,
this
let's
one's
go.
Good.
Thank you for the karma, kind stranger.
Yeah, we got here at the top, we have Happy Cake Day. We have My Brother in Christ.
Oh.
Yeah. Came here to say this.
I think My Brother in Christ was deeply funny the first like couple times I heard it, and then I was like, oh.
And
okay.
Then we really did
got it
a
it.
Lot.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the gold, kind stranger.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's see. You get a little bit further. You get down to like just below the surface. You've got y'all ain't ready for that conversation. R.I.P. my inbox. Uh-huh. Oh, you sweet summer child.
Mm.
You get stuff like sigh,
this?
Asterisk unzips.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This logged in just to upvote. What did I just read?
Uh-huh. Sure.
I saw a TikTok the other day that was just like the person that kills the flow in every conversation they're in. And it's just someone walking up being like, whoa. What did I just walk into?
That's like everybody, like, I feel like back in like the early 2000s, everyone's like, awkward.
Yeah, it's the Joss Whedon, like, well, that happened. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah.
So anyone else see the giant witch with fangs in the room? Like, yeah.
It's very funny. At this stage, having used Reddit so much, I now can pretty much accurately guess the top comment of every single post I see.
It's a pun.
It's always a pun.
That's the thing I hate the most about Reddit is when somebody's asking a genuine question and I want to know the answer to that question. And the most upvoted thing is somebody just making a fucking pun off of that thing. And I know that I'm just going to have to minimize that conversation. And the second answer will be the actual answer.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Is it just bots?
No, it's just, man.
Has AI figured out how to pun?
No, it's Reddit, man, because that's how it's always been. And it'll be a pun followed by someone quoting something. And then everybody decides, hey, let's quote that entire movie.
Yeah.
And it'll be just line after line of quoting that whole movie.
Or a song.
Yeah. And it's just like, all right, guys. All right. We're doing this.
I'm not a Reddit user. I don't have an account or anything like that, but I do every once in a while, like, you know, Google used to be a thing where like you would type in a question and then there'd be like 1,000 different websites that are potentially dedicated to that question. Mm-hmm. Now it's like there's four websites we all use. So I have to be like, what's travel tips for this place in March? Reddit. Enter. Yeah. And then I hate when the top comment is like, you know, Google was free, or like, hey, there's five other topics that are like this in the board. I'm like, but I don't have an account. Just like answer their question or link to the thing. Like, don't.
It's like, why are you commenting that?
What was in the depths of the Reddit one?
The depths of
the... You guys can tell when the Adderall kicks in midway through the episode for me. So
I mean, it's kind of hard. I feel like they're all, I know a lot of these.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, sir, this is a Wendy's.
That
not
one's...
my proudest fap.
Okay, I feel like that one I see a lot.
That one's there a lot. A lot of these I see
these
a lot.
These are just the subreddits I just frequent.
Faith in Humanity Restored.
Chef's Kiss.
Is there stuff on there like, hope this helps? Because there's like the shitty Twitter comments where it's just like, da-da-da-da-da, hope this helps. Or I'm just going to leave this here.
Oh, I know.
You win the internet.
Oh, our angry upvote.
Mm.
Yeah. I was today years old. You know, all those. No, it's the internet really, like, there was a good period of time where I felt like you could go to the internet and you're like, I'm going to get the answers I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Nowadays, no.
You know what?
People just do not want to. It's about dunking on each other. And so it's like every single answer is just a like, owned. Got you.
I think we should make this the full-on millennial episode. I think we should keep talking about the being apartment 23, okay. And I think we should be like, you know, the internet used
I
to
really like
internet
the
used
internet
to mean something, you know?
I will say there is a subreddit that I get served a lot, and they never, I feel like the answer usually is at the top, I think it's a mineral ID subreddit.
The more niche you get into subreddits where there's less... The less popular they are, the more useful they actually are.
Mm. Yeah.
So there is a lot of subreddits that are like, help me identify this thing.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, what's this bug? And they'll take a photo of a bug, and the comments are always super helpful.
You know what's I did finally get a sewing machine for leather crafting again. I got it in an auction. It's the one that I used to use when I was a leather craftsman before Smosh. Like it's like a workhorse from the 80s. Like it's really strong, and I like finally found it for sale. But like looking up, you know, leathercraft sewing machines, Reddit, those people were so helpful. Those people would be like, I'm actually going to look at this. No, that's not the horsepower you need. You would have to get a walking foot attachment. And at that point, you would have to get another motor. Right. Make sure you do that. Like, so yeah, the niche stuff seems to be like.
It still seems to be untainted by Redditors.
I think it's the general Reddits that are just flooded. It's just, when it's good, it's got too many people. It's not like a very specific thing. The more specific it gets, the better Reddit is.
Right. Sure.
And I think that's the case for kind of almost anything. Mm-hmm. But Reddit's still the top for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Breddit.
I have not visited Breddit.
Reddit's just people who make bread.
I love that. They're just talking about bread.
And it's also more, the more niche it gets, the more positive it is too. Mm. It's less negative. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, we're all here. We're focused on this thing. There's also a Cartoon Network iceberg, and I don't recognize almost anything.
Is Fusion Fall on there?
Yeah. So Fusion Fall, where is that?
I'm guessing it's like 3/4 of the way down.
Fusion Fall is like down below. What's Fusion Fall?
Dude, Fusion Fall was Cartoon Network's online MMORPG. Like they tried to do like a World of Warcraft kind of deal, but it was all like post-apocalyptic, and all the characters were kind of like aged up and kind of like more how to describe it? It was more like stylized, almost like anime, but not quite.
Okay.
So you would start out, and it'd be like, you know, hey, you know, which faction do you want to join? And if you went like the Dexter's Lab route, he's like a teenager and like trying to give you all the science, or the Ed and Eddie route, which is all scavenger-based.
It's Cartoon Network properties.
All the properties. Like Megas XLR was in there.
But the art style is...
all its own.
Its own.
It's its own thing. Still with Nas, the other thing. So you would get like equipment and stuff based off of like, you know, Ed and Eddie's kind of like scavenger stuff, or Dexter, or like Powerpuff Girls. And it was like... actually not just like clicking on things like an MMO, like you would like turn and aim almost like Fortnite. So it was like a Cartoon Network Fortnite style MMO way before Fortnite. You could be on teams with people. It was awesome, and it never got off the ground, but I played the hell out of it when it came out.
Damn. Interesting. I never so knew good. About it.
That sounds kind of cool.
I mean, maybe I saw like trailers and stuff for it on Cartoon Network and I just never played it.
I don't know.
Did they advertise this that
I don't
much?
Think it was just on their website as like a beta.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is Uncle Grandpa on there?
I mean,
dude,
no, that was a popular show.
Yeah,
that was.
It was a popular show. Oh,
I think
I was just
saw
ads for it. I said that looks like the most annoying show in the universe.
Did you ever see when the show got canceled? The creator tweeted out a specific photo.
No.
People are alluding to it a lot because when Tiny Chef was like, "Oh, I got canceled," like they were like, "Do the Uncle Grandpa route," and it just was. A perfect sketch of Uncle Grandpa kneeling with a pistol in his mouth. Like, the show got canceled, so he drew his own character like...
Oh my god.
It's dark as shit.
Oh my god.
Well, I know what I'm doing if Smosh ever gets canceled.
Well, called it.
Oh my god, that's so insane.
It's nuts.
A kid's show.
Well, not anymore. It's like, well, it got canceled. What are they going to do?
Oh my god. Holy shit.
That's the best. That is amazing.
I actually knew one of these that's down pretty deep on the iceberg, which is the Ed, Edd n Eddy original series finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like they go and they see Ed's brother, and his brother's like horrible. And it's like kind of like a really dark episode of like, oh, you have this horrible like family situation. Mm. But they kind of like are like, no, we're your friends, we're here for you. And they like fight his brother.
Yeah.
I think it's like intense. And I don't know if they play it that often, but...
I don't think they do, because it does, like you said, allude to kind of, like, familial abuse. It's like,
interesting.
Because, like, Eddie's whole thing is just like, yeah, my brother taught me how to scam, and my brother did this, and my older brother's going to bring me to Vegas one day. And then he meets his older brother, and everyone's watching him, like, get his shit rocked, and they're like, oh...
Oh,
like,
your brother hates you.
Yeah, this isn't good, buddy. So it's, like, really sad and serious and, like, an important message, but just, like... tough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm surprised this is really far down, but the Toonami Tom redesigns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because when Toonami started, Tom was like a little guy, and then he got bigger and buffer over the years. But he like kind of, didn't he like die?
Yeah.
He like
sucked into a black hole.
And so he like kind of, was it a new version of him? Like it was new robot Toms or I forget the like.
Tom was a host of like the anime hour or whatever for Cartoon Network. And so, yeah, he was like the interstitials, like he was piloting you through the different shows. And yeah, I think they wanted to do like a rebrand and redesign. They're like all new shows, all new cool shit. Like here's better CGI for our little robot.
Mm-hmm. See, always like the bottom is just like a weird, vague saying. So it's like Double D's hat. And it's like, what's up with Double D's hat? Like, I don't know. Mm.
Johnny Bravo Bollywood.
That sounds incredible.
That sounds cool.
Oh.
Ringo Starr falsely credited.
See, I love this stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But then there's an annoying orange iceberg.
Whoa.
But I don't know anything about annoying orange, so yeah. Like down deep, it's like rule 34. It's like, okay, we're not going to touch on that.
That's basically just Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Annoying orange did play the peach. Call Me By Your Name. Yeah. So if you want that.
I feel like we both had the same image just now. And just
oh, yeah.
Ourselves.
We thought about it.
Yeah, we thought
right.
about it.
I want to now move over to us talking about Smosh and ourselves on Smosh and, Smosh Iceberg. Okay. I want us to pitch things and throw out where on the iceberg we think they would go.
Okay.
All right? So, for instance, the bear shirt that I used to wear all the time.
Okay. Sure.
I think for a lot of fans would be like, what's the bear? Like, if you saw it on Iceberg, it just said Shane's bear shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's in a lot of content at a certain time. I think it's a good one. Golden Cat.
Ooh, Golden Cat.
Golden Cat.
I think Golden Cat's like bottom of the iceberg, maybe just below the surface.
I think Bear Shirt would be a little above that.
Okay.
I think, well, maybe it would be around the same level. You know what? For the sake of us not having it in front of us, let's say like four sections, five sections, like Tippy Top can be one, Deep Sea Fangly Fishes is five,
right.
And then right touching the surface can be three.
Most have seven levels, but I like us saying just like, It's at the top of the iceberg. It's
sure
bottom of the iceberg.
Okay.
Or it's down in the depths. Whatever. I'm down to hear ideas.
Now, I've got some things here that we've never talked about on camera, but I don't think it's bad, but I'm like,
yeah.
They could be way at the bottom. So I think favorite pizza place can be like right up top.
Yeah, I think favorite pizza place is...
I feel like you put it maybe on the second level now, just because now, when's the last time we referenced it?
It's not referenced that much. It's interesting how far, but it is on the iceberg, right? Like,
because
it was like the thing for a while. But I'd say right now it's like, I need to calm down is like top of the iceberg.
Sure.
But favorite pizza place. You know what? No, I do think favorite pizza place is at the top.
Yeah.
It's like Pink Donuts at the top. Food Battles at the top.
I would say Where's Anthony is very high up.
That's
very
high up
there. Smosh people.
For sure.
Where's Anthony is definitely high up there.
Olivia's jumpsuit, probably just below the water.
At this point, yeah.
Maybe, or just above, or maybe just below.
I was also going to pitch Life's a Party, You're a Boy.
Ooh.
That could be.
That's just below the surface.
Just below the surface.
Because we've talked about it, but we haven't talked about it in a long time. And it's like, you got to like, if you know, you know.
It was an Olivia moment that was very defining and iconic.
It's still the funniest Olivia moment to me.
LeVar Burton buying Smosh. It's pretty below the surface.
Oh, I don't know that one.
What's that one?
It was a April Fool's video that we actually shot with LeVar Burton.
Oh, nice.
Of Reading Rainbow and Star Trek and Roots fame. We made this video like he bought Smosh and that he was basically re-editing all the videos to put himself in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so like we shot him on like green screen and like added him in like old videos.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we used to do like good like April Fool's videos.
We used to do good content.
We used to do good content. we used to do good April Fool's video until you fucked that up with your wedding.
Sorry, man.
You know, now nobody's gonna.
I still get people at conventions when I'm doing like voiceover conventions that come up, they're like, are Shane and Courtney really married? I'm like, yes. And I don't know what else I can say at this point to make you believe it, and it's not my job.
I can't believe Dan and Phil one-upped us.
For real.
Like, full on. They win.
Yeah.
They win.
That was a pretty... That was about, yeah.
Can I say something crazy? I never watched Dan and Phil back in the day, so I don't know them too well, but for whatever reason, when I saw the news come out, they were like, yeah, this, you know, video, 16 years, whatever. I thought something about that already came out like a year or two ago. Like, it was confirmed already.
I thought
already
so, too. I don't watch their content either. I mean, I know who they are.
I know who they are, yeah.
I've engaged with them. But I think it was one of those things where I saw the news and I was like, oh, I thought that was already a thing.
I think it's that
their fans maybe pushed that so hard.
I thought they had specifically
said. I think the internet wanted it to be real so bad that we were all like, oh, that's the case.
Well, they had both come out a few years ago. And I think they came out at the same time, but basically like that, you know, sort of, I think probably reignited some of the fandom behind oh, it could actually be real because they're both gay.
Right.
Got it.
So yeah, I think that's probably what you're thinking of. Maybe.
Probably. I'm also very happy.
That had to be stressful, man.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oof.
But I mean, to relate to the iceberg, E. Anthony was probably.
I was going to say shipping in general. There was a lot of shipping out there.
A lot of different ships.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a couple here. For you, Ian. You worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Where would you put that on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's. I'd say it's kind of core lore, sort of, but it's not talked about very often. I would put it, it's definitely below the surface. I'd say maybe like three down.
Okay. Where do you think, I think this one goes low. This could be bottom of the iceberg. Anthony's Flash Games.
Whoa.
That was like kind of the OG Smosh thing.
I mean, I would say even below that, Anthony's Age of Empires website.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Anthony's
what? No, what? This is great.
What?
What about this?
What's Anthony's Age of Empires website?
Oh.
Ololo.
Ololo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an Age of Empires website that like had a forum and
whoa.
I don't know if like maybe I guess I'll check with them and make sure that this is okay to talk about. But yeah.
What was going on that website?
He also had like one of the most popular like Age of Empires 2 like custom maps.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He had this like custom map. It was called Smosh. It was like I forget the name of like that style game. I think it was called like a bloodbath game where it was like essentially like you just constantly create units and then try to take over the other person. Anyway.
It was called
Smosh Blood.
And was this before the YouTube channel?
Yeah. So
holy
so
crap.
He had,
that's so cool.
Yeah. So he had I don't think he had made Smosh.com yet. Maybe he did. Cause this was like in high school. So early 2000s, and yeah, he had a website that was all about Age of Empires, and there was like a community on
that was like the OG Smosh.
Yeah. So I put that at the deepest depths.
That
since
is
you
the
guys
depth.
Didn't even know
that
about
is the
it.
Depth. Yeah. That's a cool one. The Smosh Age of Empires 2 custom map.
yeah.
I also think what's really down low is Smosh was made in 2002. Like Smosh.com was like it's not 2005 wild. Was the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It started as the online like magazine, right? Or the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, had a website. It was mostly porn. No, I'm just kidding. it started as like a community for like people that were at our school, but then also like flash animations And there were some people, I think, from the Age of Empires website that came over.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's sick as hell.
Yeah.
See, that's the cool stuff that I like to find on icebergs, is like a niche, but like kind of wholesome thing.
Yeah.
I admire Anthony's, like, people call it like side questing, you know, where I was like, hey, I'm in an off-Broadway thing right now, come see me. People were like, you're just side questing. I'm like, yeah. And then I see someone like Anthony, I'm like, I don't even hold a candle. Where he's like, yeah, I paint now, and I used to make Age of Empires maps, and now I'm in Prague.
He's
and I'm
a
like,
man of hobbies.
What? Like, this is so cool.
You guys play Age of Empires sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to find a because we haven't played against humans. We tried once and we got our asses kicked. Because I'm playing on controller like an insane person.
I play with y'all. Because I was a Red Alert Command and Conquer guy, which make sense, but it was just the game that I had.
Yeah.
So it's Age of Empires with army men instead.
Yeah, come through. Yeah, we're always looking for more people to play with. Trying to find the right balance with computer difficulty, because we get our asses handed to us on hard, but we steamroll medium. So.
It's a big jump in that game.
I feel the same way with Civilization, where like, I'm building my city in the easiest level, and I win! And then the second you boost it up a little bit, it's like, barbarians have eaten your civilians. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Civ is incredibly, like, it's when you raise the difficulty on that, they're just cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bullshit, frankly.
It's bullshit!
Damien, for you, where do you think Randall goes?
I think that's deep. Deep, because... So I recently was thinking about bringing him back for you in the TNTL, but Randall is, when Shane and I used to be on the Disney Channel, we had our own version of like Try Not to Laugh before Try Not to Laugh.
We would truly drink water and try to make each other spit it out.
Yeah. And I would do this character named Randall. It's the first thing I did on Try Not to Laugh, which is the one please, women, huh?
Like, yeah.
I'll tell you what, buddy. And I would just monologue as that character and Shane would lose it. And then...
It was your first joke, but it was a joke that we'd been telling for like, you'd been telling that for like 6 years at that point.
Yeah, well, just crazy how long we'd known each other.
It's
yeah.
crazy, though.
I'm going into shows, specific shows.
Yeah.
We have things like Seriously, Super Stupid Sleepover.
Yeah, I think that's low, but I think it's like bottom of the iceberg, maybe below the surface.
How about part-timers?
I was going to say, what about the... Because wasn't there a Jake Paul series?
There's a Jake Paul episode that they never aired.
That they never aired.
Oh.
That's deep. Jake Paul episode.
That's deep down.
That's crazy.
You said part-timers, though, and I think that's pretty deep.
I don't think it's... I mean, it's still...
Still up.
Out there.
I know. Oh, all of it's out there. I mean, all this lore that we're reading on other icebergs is technically stuff that's
true.
Out there.
Yeah.
It's just like how in the know do you have to be... To be aware of it. And I think part-timers just like...
Less well-known than Sleepover. Also, the Smosh Elks Lodge video.
That shit.
Oh.
Yeah,
the drug.
I'll occasionally see people find that and like post it. Be like,
people occasionally resurface that, for
but
sure.
But those were big at the time. They did a lot of views. But it is like wild to see it compared to our vibe overall.
Yeah.
Spencer's One Ball.
That's
top of the iceberg.
That's it's to the top. I think it's like right there.
I think The Chosen could be top of the iceberg.
I think Chosen's top of the iceberg. Yeah,
see enough cosplays.
Totally.
Munge.
That's pretty deep.
I think that's old Smosh Games lingo.
Remember when we used to talk about Bug Snacks?
Bug Snacks.
That was just Damien. He was just bringing it up all the time.
Well, dude, because we're talking about Bug Snacks.
We are, in fact, talking about Bug Snacks.
I have a show that did not really get off the ground. It was the show that they tried to do for a minute about fears.
Yeah.
Where you had to go in that doll room.
I don't think it's below the surface, though, because I see people reference it a lot still. Yeah, like the butterfly episode with Olivia and stuff. It was that was an interesting choice. What about Pharaoh High?
I forgot about that.
I think
that.
It's below the surface.
Just below the surface, I think.
Just
below the surface. It's like you'll know the joke from TNTL, but that we made an entire series out of it.
A series on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between that and the Spud Hut, I never would have expected that Spud Hut was the one that like went on to do way better. Like, because Pharaoh High was just...
It was there.
It was just wild. And I've got one that never aired, and so it's Smosh lore that might be new, and we can cut it if we need to.
Whoa.
Ian exclamation point.
Yeah.
The talk show that
we
were
working. I wrote that down, the Ian show. Remember we were trying to make that?
Yeah.
It's what eventually became Let's Do This. I think Let's Basically. Do This was, but I mean, back at Mythical, we were trying to make another show.
A scripted character talk show.
Yeah, we were trying to make like a... I mean, I would say it was closer to Bit City almost because it was we were looking at something like Maury or like Jerry Springer, right?
Yes, yes.
And we were going to do like a scripted silly version of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It, you're right. It was kind of like an early iteration of Bit City that we never made.
And was it like Sonic the Hedgehog was like the guest or something?
Yeah.
I seem to recall we did like a table read and then we never shot it, did we? Did we shoot it?
No.
I think we might have
Did a rehearsal of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. We were trying to make that.
And that's at the very bottom. Like, nobody. Now people know.
Now
about
people
it.
Know about Ian.
Ian with an exclamation mark.
Where do you think Let's Do This goes?
I would put it maybe just below the surface. Just below the surface. Just because, like, it was a moment in time that was like immediately eclipsed by the return of Anthony and kind of the sort of like renaissance that happened after that.
Sure.
So it was kind of like this, I'd put it in this sort of like lost era of the main channel where we were trying a lot of things.
Yeah, that's fair.
But we just didn't have the eyeballs on the content.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if it's been long enough for it to be that obscure, though. I feel like it's still pretty like
on the
middle of like iceberg above surface.
I think it's
surface.
Like below, like bottom of the iceberg. Because I think it was like people talk about it.
Above the surface?
I think it's above the surface.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you're right. It was in the era when we just didn't have as many eyes on us, but it was a really good show. It's got so many great moments that I still see circulated.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, some of the hardest I've ever laughed was filming
Chance's
that show.
Like cheating.
Oh my God.
I mean, Arasha's lying started there.
Arasha's lie is Let's Do This. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess it would be above the surface then.
Yeah.
I also wrote the COVID Smosh videos.
Oh.
Where we're like filming everything in our own.
The Animal Crossing.
And the... Yeah.
We had some videos where it's just like we were against the like. You know, we're swimming against the current, trying to make content in a very difficult way where we're all filming separately, putting footage together, trying to bring it all together. It was really hard.
Yeah.
That most annoying kid video that I filmed entirely in my apartment, it was like crazy because I lived in a very small apartment. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, you're going to film this entire sketch. And I was like, I need to figure out how to make this interesting with different angles when I'm in one small room.
Most Annoying Kid is kind of a character that I would say would go somewhere on the iceberg.
Just maybe, below the surface.
Maybe below the surface. But that was like a repeated character for
a
while.
Four or five videos of that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, you know what I actually think is below the surface is Every Blank Ever. It
really
is like it didn't exist.
Wow.
But nobody ever talks about it. It got the most views out of everything we've ever done.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about it. It's like...
It is just from a different era.
It's just a different era. And I also think it was like a different general audience. Like our audience who actually likes Smosh.
Yeah.
Likes us. I don't think they cared about it that much because it wasn't us.
It was what got the views too. It's like, it got 7 million views because it's shareable and now it can flip to Facebook.
It's just interesting. I'm like, it's like it never happened.
Yeah. I mean, Every Blank Ever is, I feel like, what kind of like set us up for the trouble that happened on the main channel later in terms of like Every Blank Ever did so well for us, but it reached a very broad audience. Yeah.
That disappeared when we stopped putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah. And then so like when we tried to create anything on the main channel that was more specific, it just didn't appeal to that broad audience.
Yeah, you're so right. And I think I remember, I feel like I heard maybe you or Anthony like talk about that like years ago. Like 2015 being like, we're worried. We just don't want this to be the Every Blank Ever channel.
Yeah.
And then it did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. We're kind of low on time, but I have a fun pitch.
Okay.
I want us, imagine you come across the Smosh iceberg and you're looking at it. And at the depths, the bottom depths, there's always some weird, vague statements. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh yeah, this secret lore, like AI in Mario 64, right?
Yeah.
I have pitches for ones that are not real. But I'm like, imagine if you saw these at the bottom and it would trip people out. Shane and Damien died playing Doki Doki Literature Club.
Dude. That would be great. Well, that works at the bottom too, because like it's always just rumors.
Yeah.
It's always rumors anyway.
Like, it's completely, yeah. It's most of the bottom of the iceberg is fake stuff, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay, but it's more about like the cultural moment of people being like, for a while, someone thought about that. So it is an event that happened, and that's why it would be at the bottom. So, yeah, I mean, we never finished that playthrough.
That was the end of the Shane and Damien show.
That was.
I was playing Doki Doki Literature Club.
That's what really killed it.
So we actually died playing it. Okay, I have one that I'm so proud of.
Please.
But I'm going to save it for the end.
Okay.
The Chosen is hidden in all Smosh videos. Just
like
being
that.
Like, oh, wait, The Chosen was in every video, even going back to the first videos.
I like that a lot.
Like, how sick is that?
I could believe that. We used to hide a flamingo, a pink flamingo, in all of our videos.
Okay.
Ian?
So.
And it's been there every time.
Wait, have there always been this? Wait a second.
They change them every time.
Pepper.
Why are there so many? Why are there bananas all in the background?
It's Monday.
Look, man, it's Monday.
And you got peppers.
Pepper.
Peppers.
This one.
What do I have behind me? Oh, just the sign.
Actually, I would hide a little bird. If there was ever a bird on set, I would do something with it. Remember, like
you would.
Yeah, I was like holding a chicken.
You would
like,
always
you?
Pick that fucking bird off of the backdrop.
It would always put it on the backdrop.
How about this one? Ian's name is Anthony.
I love that.
You know
imagine
what?
Seeing that at the bottom of an iceberg and be like, wait, what?
Who's Anthony?
People have called Anthony, Ian, and Ian, and myself, Anthony, multiple times over the past month. I don't know what's going on. So maybe
past
it's
month,
true.
Well.
Maybe it's happening.
Charlie the Drunk Guinea Pig was AI.
Ooh.
What?
Real. Arasha is in Marvel.
Oh.
That the lie was a double lie, and that she's actually in Marvel, and that project just hasn't come out yet.
Someone figured out the NDA, and in order to fix it, we had to make it a big joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of Smosh adjacent. Trevor is a clone of Rhett and Link.
Oh, my God. Well, he'd be like a homunculus, wouldn't he?
I guess
like
so.
Like, he's a combo of the two.
Yeah, but he's like perfectly, he's the height that's in between both of them.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, he's got attributes of both. I don't know. It's a dumb theory.
More powerful than they could ever be.
Here is my bottom of the iceberg Smosh theory.
Okay,
that
let's go.
I am so proud of.
All right.
That I think it, just so much lore. It's so small, but so much lore could come from it. Shut Up was a candid recording.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
the,
it was
the
just,
Shut Up like, was a candid record. Like, it's not like, you're
I
in
just
the
told Anthony to shut
like,
up.
Like, it was in the midst of an argument or something.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then it was a candid recording that was put in there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
it's
so
like, wait,
sick.
What's that lore? Like, what does that build towards or whatever?
I can believe that.
That's a
it's just
really
a fun,
good.
That's a fun. If seeing that at the bottom of the iceberg of Shut Up was a candid recording just makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, wait, like.
I mean, you could almost, I mean, Shut Up at this point, I would almost put below the iceberg, below the surface.
I think below the surface is like niche stuff, though. I still think that like, even if it's not popular now, if someone was a quote unquote Smosh fan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You said the like shut up thing to them. They would know what it is.
It's got to be something that just not many discussions were about.
Okay, fair.
And so Shut Up is top. That's top of the iceberg.
All right.
In my opinion.
Okay.
We'll probably at some point look more into icebergs and like, but I like it takes a lot of research to really get in the weeds.
Sure.
100%. I want to see what people do with this, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, and also the live tour show, Smosh in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Smosh-tralia.
Smosh-tralia. When we were in Australia when the COVID lockdown
we gave
happened,
Tom so. Hanks COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, we kissed him.
No,
Tom Hanks was in the same city we were in. He got COVID.
Well, he kept going. Like, every place we would leave, we would hear stories about it. Like, we'd leave Melbourne, and then it would be like, oh, Tom Hanks has COVID in Melbourne, and a bunch
we're
of people
like,
do.
Great.
And we're like, we just met 300 people in line.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
And Chet Hanks was one of them.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. Blah, blah.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Damien, thanks for hosting again. Well, you're not done. This is the last? Okay, guys.
Oh.
Guys, I didn't realize this, but next week, Amanda's going to be here.
Mommy?
That's right.
Mamacita?
And Damien, you're going to move from that chair over to here.
Whoa. Thank you, and I can't wait. And honestly, it works out because I am now pregnant, and I will be having a baby, and Amanda and I are going to keep trading off. trading off back and forth forever.
Yep.
That's me.
That's how it goes.
Awesome.
I know we're, it's funny because we're going to record last week's episode right after this.
Yeah.
So I think that's, but Damien, you've done such a great job hosting, man.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job, Damien.
I'm going to screw up next week's episode, so it sounds like you're a big old liar. But thank you. I really appreciate it. This has been so cool. It was big shoes to fill with Angela being here, and that was big shoes
you're
to fill.
She
with,
has big feet.
Yeah, big old Italian feet.
She's not Italian.
Angela?
That's top of the iceberg.
Oh, Angela, sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
Amanda.
About Amanda.
No,
sorry.
No, I'm just like, I was really honored to do this, and it was very special, and I don't know. I love it, and I thank you.
You and Angela did such great jobs. I felt bad. I realized because, like, I wasn't keeping track that well, that Angela's last episode kind of, like, went by, and then I was, like, talking to her the other day, and I was like, oh, you did such a great job hosting. She's like, thanks for saying that on camera. And I was like, jokingly.
No,
but no, you guys both crushed it.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously.
Thank you. You said it on camera and you even texted me, and that's how I know that's real. So thank you.
Hell yeah.
It's been
dude.
A delight. And I can't wait to see what you guys do with this channel.
Yeah. We got exciting things.
And we know if we're ever going to actually end this podcast, we know what picture we're going to post when we end it.
Uncle Grandpa. It's crazy. Look it up. It's crazy.
I can't wait to look it up right now.
It looks exactly what you think it
should
does.
Should we just pull it up right now and just all react to it live?
Okay.
Just to finish off the finish
Hold
off
on.
The video. Uncle Grandpa.
Okay. Uncle.
It's the top search.
Oh, no.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.